was seen as an important test for new restrictions on voting. Arizona provisions on the books for years that kick out votes cast in the wrong precinct and ban so-called ballot harvesting, where third parties other than family collect and turn in absentee ballots. Neither provision, the court said in a 6-3 vote along ideological lines, violated the Voting Rights Act because they were not enacted with a racially discriminatory purpose, and states have a legitimate interest in preventing fraud. That's something Arizona Attorney General Mark Bronovich argued.
We want to make sure that everyone has the ability and the right to exercise the franchise, but we also want to make sure that everyone has confidence in the process and they respect the results. And that's what these laws are designed to do.
But liberal justices said the decision undermines the Voting Rights Act because laws like Arizona's can be a barrier to minority voting. In a statement, President Biden said he was deeply disappointed in the decision and called on Congress to pass new legislation. At the same time, his Justice Department is suing one state, Georgia, saying its new voting law intentionally discriminates against black voters. The decision today may make that lawsuit more difficult, and as states pass more restrictive voting laws, the message from the justices is clear.
This is another sign from the Supreme Court that these are going to be quintessential political judgments left to the political branches of the states, and it's going to be increasingly difficult to challenge them in court.
Now, on this last day of the Supreme Court's term, no word from Justice Stephen Breyer, who, of course, progressives have been pushing to retire so that President Biden can nominate his replacement. But, you know, he is in really good health. He's active and he plays such an important role on this court. I think at this point, a retirement, Nora, would come as a surprise.